From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to a postcard from Pop Brad special as we celebrate the up-and-coming La Vocha Indian Summer Festival. No, it's nothing to do with the Native American Indians, but it's a whole heap to do with the most international combination of music you're ever likely to get in Central Europe. Joining me is, I guess, the kind of chief cook and bottle washer of all this thing.
I like to think of myself as an animator.
An animator.
Sounds more suave, doesn't
yeah.
it?
It's none other than David Conway, with his beautiful wife Nadia over in La Vocha at the moment, also amassing orchestras, amassing complete ensembles from here, there and everywhere. So David's agreed to come and join us this week. It's a festival that goes over 2 weeks, David. Start off by giving us a pricey of it.
Okay, well, it's 2 weekends, based around 2 weekends on a Friday to Tuesday basis. Mm-hmm. So the first one, the first weekend begins this coming Friday, mm-hmm. Tomorrow. And we're opening, as we it's now become traditional, with the Stamets Quartet from Prague. Mm-hmm. And what we're celebrating this year, it's the 200th anniversary of the births of both Schumann and Chopin, who were like godfathers of romantic music, basically. So the big daddies.
Novel way to put it, yeah. Okay. But you're right, yeah.
So we're featuring a lot of their music because it's wonderful stuff. It's very lyrical, it's passionate, it's dramatic, and it's just a great thing for a festival in a passionate, dramatic region.
Sure.
La Vocha, yeah. It's the right...
Can I just interrupt you? Why did you choose La Vocha for... Because I understand, but tell everybody why you chose La Vocha.
Well, Nadia and I bought a house in La Vocha a few years ago, which we restored. Beautiful historic house just behind the main square. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting around idly one day, and I said, well, really, what this place needs, we're thinking, how can we attract more people to see this wonderful region, this wonderful town? And we thought, wouldn't it be great to have a music festival? Mm-hmm. And neither of us knew anything about organising a music festival. And I sent out an email to a number of my friends who were professional musicians, said, look, you know, if we had a festival here, and we haven't got any money, but would you like to come out and play? Because the beer's cheap and the women are beautiful. And every single one of them said yes.
So what's your connection with La Vocha?
My connection with La Vocha is goes back... an awful number of years, over 30, nearly 40 years. Uh-huh. I saw it in the early 1970s when it was really a sleeping beauty. I was introduced to it by my father-in-law. And
so is he Slovak?
He is Slovak.
Right.
He lived in Košice.
Ah, right. Okay, so, now we're getting the picture. Yes.
And Nadia, of course, was born and brought up in... She was born in Prague, but she was brought up in Poprad, so mm-hmm. she's a Slovak lass, or feels herself to be a Slovak lass.
Yes.
So we always had those connections. And of course, when we started coming back to Slovakia in the 1990s, and we saw how beautiful La Vocha was and how it was gradually coming out of its shell, out of its wrappings, we decided we wanted to be part of it.
Yes.
That's how we just fell in love with it as a town.
And it's a great way to actually introduce people to the east of Slovakia.
Absolutely. People are always amazed what a beautiful city it is, how wonderful the architecture is, how friendly the people are, how wonderful the landscape is and the natural beauty of the region. Mm-hmm. It is the greatest... Nobody visits La Vocha without being completely wild.
You're sounding rather like me now, so I describe Slovakia. So you basically contacted your friends in the musical world,
yeah.
Said to them, excuse me, I want to put on this big festival, but I'm not going to pay you any money, so come over and help us out a little
yeah.
bit. And from that has grown this... annual festival.
Absolutely, it was so successful that we were able to get in our first year. We were so successful that since then we've been able to get grants from some of major funding bodies. And this year we're funded by the Ministry of Culture of the Slovak Republic, uh-huh. by the International Visegrad Fund, by a whole load of many individual sponsors. The Dutch Embassy sponsoring us for some special concerts, which we might talk about.
Yes,
later.
Indeed.
And Blüthner, who have lent us a most wonderful piano, which arrived at 5 o'clock this morning.
That's why you're slightly bleary eyed. Yes, absolutely.
but
there's so many companies helping you out, which is fabulous.
Yeah,
and it's something that I have to say has kind of died a bit in the UK. And this festival probably wouldn't work in the UK.
Well, I don't know. You know, this year is a difficult year financially. Mm. Anyway, of course, yes. As you know. But the fact is, what we've got here is a quality product. I mean, Levature is a quality product. This is the Macca is a quality.
You're working for the tourism board as well.
People want to be associated with it, you know. And then we've got real stars coming this year. Julian Lloyd Webber, who's one of the world's most famous cellists. These are the first concerts he's ever given in Eastern Slovakia.
Has he never been here before?
He's never been here before, and he's looking forward to it very much. I've just had an email from him this morning, so I'm meeting him tomorrow. And he's going to be in Levature all over the weekend. He's giving a solo recital on Sunday.
And what's he playing on Sunday?
Well, on Sunday he's giving a real whole range of music, starting with a piece by Bach, and including a piece of music written by his father, William Lloyd Webber, for cello and piano, which is very attractive. It also includes the elegy by Fauré, which is a very beautiful piece, very well known, sonata by Debussy, and it ends up with a wonderful piece, which is Rachmaninoff's Sonata for Cello and Piano, which is an amazing virtuoso.
Very powerful.
Should have everybody.
Yeah. But so what
saying, you're saying hallelujah at the end.
Excuse my Luddite terms, as it were. That recital is a combination of very bespoke pieces for the cello, coupled with pop classics. It will appeal to everybody.
It ought to. I mean, you know, to my mind, there is only just great music. It could be pop, it could be classical, it could be anything. You know. Yeah. And in fact, the motto of our festival, the whole festival, is without music, life would be a mistake. Mm. And all sorts of music are life enhancing. And we want to represent whatever sort of music is life enhancing. And that's what in all of the concerts we've got there. That these are not programs. We haven't told them we want you to play these pieces. We work with the artist and said, what do you want to play? And that way we know we're going to get real commitment and really involve the audience.
Well, I think
it's always worked that way in the past.
That's a really good way, because the problem with classical music is it tends to get some bad press.
Yeah.
Purely because people think, well, it's for old people.
Yeah.
But classical music isn't. And as you quite rightly say, music is music is music.
That's
It can be the latest R&B track from a pop label in America.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I think there's tremendous potentiality here. I mean, one of the concerts we're giving on Saturday afternoon is going to be in Marcochosse in the chateau there.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful place to go.
And we're very lucky. We've got the very beautiful, very vivacious, very talented prima soprano from the Budapest Opera, Clara Kolonits.
Sure.
And she's giving a recital of romantic songs from which includes music. It's interesting, actually. We said, you know, it's Chopin and Schumann, and what do you think? She's singing songs by Chopin and Schumann. She's also singing songs by Clara Schumann, Robert's wife, and by Fanny Mendelssohn, who was Felix Mendelssohn's sister, because there are great women composers through the 19th century. We never hear their music. So this is a chance to rediscover gems. Beautiful lyrics.
Well,
beautiful
actually, it's just struck me that going to this festival, you might be very, very surprised, dear listener, because in a lot of cases, the music that you hear on commercials on the television is actually classical music, and you haven't really found out the whole piece.
Oh, people will recognise a lot of the tunes.
Exactly,
a lot of them. It's always one of the fascinating things. People say, "Oh, I never knew where that came from."
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just Handel's Water Music or Bach's Staccato and Fugue.
No,
there's a lot of other music actually used in the commercial world.
Oh, absolutely, and I think people will recognise, for example, Julian is going to be playing Elgar's Cello Concerto on Tuesday.
That's recognised.
And that lyrical English music, it's often the sort of music you hear in the background to films about nature or documentaries about England.
Yes.
People will know these tunes. They're very rich. Very
there's actually a channel in the UK called the Landscape Channel, which broadcasts on satellite. And they use a lot of that music on their channel.
Yeah.
And so
quite rightly, because it really evokes the spirit of spirit of the country.
Sure. So we'll name drop that again just for a second. Julian Lloyd Webber is in Eastern Slovakia doing a recital on this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
How did you get Julian?
Well, Julian and I go back a long way, rather longer than I would care. In fact, Julian is the reason I never became a professional musician.
Aha.
Because when I was 16, and he would have been about 14 or 15, we were both members of a youth orchestra of the Royal Academy of Music. And he started playing. I heard him start playing, and I realised instantly he was a musician, and yeah. I wasn't. It was never, for me, it was never going to be. But I already knew. You could see he was going to be a star.
So you swapped sides of the fence. You were now the promoter, as it were, rather than the musician.
Well, actually, you know, I saw Julian on and off over many years, and then last year I went to a recital by him, and I went round. I hadn't seen him for a number of years. I said, hi, Julian, do you remember? He said, yes, I remember you. You're David Conway. You were a great fan of Charles Isaac Crawford. You wrote a piece of music for which I still got. He still kept the piece.
Oh, wow.
And I said, so we had a chat, and I said, well, you know, I run this music festival in Slovakia. Would you be interested in coming out? He said, yeah, could be. And it just started from there. And then he, you know, he got enthusiastic about it. And it's great that he's coming here. And I think it'll be sensational.
Oh, fabulous. Well, it is a tribute to you that you've got those kind of international stars.
Yeah.
And to be honest, people like Julian are in the same league as Mick Jagger in terms of music, because of the amount of people.
Well, I'm telling that when I see him tomorrow. You're the Mick Jagger of the show.
But it's true. If you look at the volume of sales of his CDs and compare that to the Rolling Stones, it's not dissimilar.
That's right. That's right. When you think rock music, you'll think Mick Jagger. When you think of cello, you'll think of Julian.
Absolutely.
The star. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got Julian here on this. Is he just doing the one?
No, he's giving this concert again on another concert with the Symphony Orchestra on the 5th.
Symphony Orchestra?
Yeah.
In Levoča?
In Levoča, the first Symphony Orchestra concert in living memory.
That's what's going through my brain.
When the Košice Symphony Orchestra heard that Julian was coming to give a recital, they said, please, please, can you ask him if he will play with us?
Oh, lovely.
And if he'll play with us, then we'll come for free to... We'll do a deal... If he can play for us in Košice, which he's going to do on Thursday, then we'll come to play for you on the Tuesday.
So you see, he has got that rock star status.
Absolutely.
He has. Yeah.
So they're very kindly coming. That's why the Košice Philharmonic also features one of our sponsors. Because also, support.
Yeah.
And so they're playing the Elgar Cello Concerto. They're going to play the Schumann's Second Symphony, which is a massive, very powerful work. Raised the roof.
I was going to say, that gets the adrenaline going. Yeah, nothing else.
And they're starting off with Beethoven's Egmont Overture, which is a very heroic piece of music as well. So that should be really... that should really raise the roof.
But then you're combining... international stars with a whole group of stars, and it maybe this is going to introduce some other people to these other names that are up, because sorry Julian if he tells you this story, I apologize in advance. The trouble with people like Julian and like the well-known rock stars is they can't play forever. You've got to bring in the new talent somewhere. Otherwise, the whole thing. It's like
Julian himself is devoted to that. He does a lot of work with children's musical education in the UK as well. Yeah. He would agree with that, I'm sure, entirely.
Yeah. Because it's like you can't bring Phil Collins on in a bath chair at 80 years old to give a really fabulous concert. Well, so you've got to bring these young guys in.
Some great young musicians. I've already mentioned Clara, who is not only young, but she's beautiful.
Yes.
That's Marcus.
To be quite honest, she's stunning, I think, is probably a better adjective.
I would say so, yes.
Yes.
And then on Sunday in Levoča at 3 o'clock, the young Czech pianist Ivo Kahanek is giving a virtuoso recital, which is going to include all four of Chopin's scherzos, which are some of his most brilliant and dynamic music. On Monday afternoon, we've got a free concert because Jonathan Pohl, who's a British virtuoso pianist, is giving a free concert there, which is going to include Rachmaninoff's variations on Chopin.
A free concert.
Yeah, in fact, there's two free concerts. There's one on the Monday, the 4th, at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Another one on Sunday, the 10th, at 3 o'clock, when the Polish pianist Tomasz Kamieniak is also going to be playing Chopin and other virtuoso music. So that will also be... they're both free, because we want to be able to spread this music.
Yeah.
And the pianists want to be able to spread this music. To make it accessible to everybody.
I don't quite know how you've done it, but you know, all power to your elbow for doing it.
To a great extent, it's because of the support we have from the grant organisations and our sponsors that give us the capacity to do that. Mm-hmm. And so it's not only a question of bringing people to Levoča to hear the music, it's also getting the people from Levoča and the region, giving them access
Yes, to the music.
To musicians from all over the world. So that's
amazing. Huge respect. Huge respect for this, because it's just... I know what it's like to put a festival of something together.
Yeah.
But when you're pulling together people who've got very busy schedules because of who they are, and not being disrespectful to some of the up-and-coming people, that the diary isn't quite so full up yet.
Yeah.
To actually coordinate all this and bring together a two-week festival, which is effectively what you're doing, it's fantastic.
Well, some of it actually comes to us. And one of the most interesting concerts, which also involves young people, is on Tuesday the 12th of October in Levecher, in the theatre, is going to be a concert of the European Union Baroque Orchestra. And this is a wonderful...
We have one.
Well, they have one, and it's a wonderful idea. It takes young students from all over Europe, and they bring them together to rehearse under a great maestro. And in fact, the guy who's conducting is Tone Kolkman, who is one of the world's leading authorities on rock music. He's a big name. And they're going to be giving a concert of baroque music in Levecher.
You don't happen to know how many nationalities are involved in this?
There's 12 different nationalities there. Young students from all over Europe. This is really young people making.
You really
music
have got a totally international festival.
That's
here.
Right. But it's called the Dutch Connection because Tone Kolkman himself is Dutch. They're playing music which would have been heard in Amsterdam at the beginning of the 18th century.
Wow.
And that's why we're being supported by the Netherlands Embassy for this concert.
Really?
And not only that, the Netherlands ambassador, Mrs. Bergsma, is going to be there.
Yes.
And she's told us she's going to bring free cheese for the audience doing Dutch cheese during the interval. So this is your opportunity.
So we're actually going to get proper Edam cheese.
That's right. I mean, what a sensual experience that's going to be. Dutch music and Dutch cheese. It doesn't come greater than that.
I'll have to brush up my Dutch,
so that's,
I think.
That's the 12th of October.
Yeah.
Tuesday, 12th October, 7 o'clock, Levecher. Don't miss it.
Absolutely. Well,
and all these concerts, apart from two free ones, tickets are just €5. You get them at the box office, and you can subscribe for the whole lot and get tickets for everything for all 13 concerts for €30, I think. Sometimes speak to the box office; they'll tell you all about it.
It's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
Now, could you imagine doing that in the Royal Albert Hall? What it would cost you? I'm just trying to work out.
Cost you €5 to sneeze in the Albert Hall.
Well, I was going to say, how much would it cost you to see Julian Lloyd Webber in the Royal Albert Hall? You're talking three figures, aren't you? It must be.
Well, you wouldn't. You'd start at about €40, I should think, and that would be the tickets right up in the room.
Well, you can't hear anything.
I mean, not only is it great music, but it's a bargain. And again, that's thanks to our sponsors and our grant organisations, the Slovak Ministry of Culture and others, who make it possible.
Sure. And has this support been easy for you to get?
No, it's bloody difficult. It's bloody difficult. Because you know what it's like. It's marketing. You have to say, we have a great story here. And they say, oh, yeah, people are always telling us great stories.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we've really got achievement here. And if you go to our website, which is www.lblfestival.eu, you can see videos of concerts over the past 2 years. You can see the quality, the star quality, the natural quality of what we're doing.
Did you find that there was a cultural barrier between you being English and Slovak, or did that not matter?
Well, it didn't matter so much because, of course, Nadia is Slovak.
She's an adopted Slovak, isn't it?
And she speaks Slovak, which I don't. I'm too lazy, unfortunately.
Moje slovensko katastrofa, which means my Slovak is rubbish, boys and girls.
Yes, well, the problem is that because I work a lot in Russia and the former Soviet Union, I speak Russian, and Russian is too similar to Slovak. I'm too lazy to learn.
Well, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm looking at your entire programme. Do I suspect the Ukraine is something to do with you as well, then?
That certainly is. I'm working in Ukraine at the moment. Last year I heard... I went to a concert hall in Kiev, and I heard a wonderful young Ukrainian quartet. And they're coming. They'll be playing on Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th. And they're playing, of course, Tchaikovsky.
Really?
Expect.
Yeah.
They're playing Schubert, and they're playing music by Ukrainian composer Konstantin Silvestrov, who is a wonderful modern composer. And they're also, very interesting, they're playing with an English pianist, a Ukrainian quartet and an English pianist, playing two English piano quintet, the piano quintet of Elgar,
really?
And the piano quintet of Arnold Bax. And these are just amazing pieces of music, and you'll never hear them played by Ukrainians unless you come to Levitre.
Well, I was going to say, it seems you've covered all the V4... No, have we covered all the V4 countries? Well, I also noticed you've got somebody in from Poland as well.
Oh, yeah, well, that's Tomasz.
Mm.
He's playing the free concert on Sunday, the 10th, on the afternoon.
Right.
And Tomasz is an absolutely brilliant pianist. We recently were able to help him give his debut concerts in London. He got a rapturous reception. His technique is astounding. Oh. He plays wonderful music, and he plays it with great panache and style.
And what instrument does he play for the audience?
He plays the piano.
He plays the piano.
And he'll be playing music by Chopin, and be playing music by another Polish composer called Zarybski, who was a 19th century late Romantic composer. This is very dramatic music indeed. And he'll be playing a fascinating piece, which is an etude of... Because Chopin's etudes are some of his most difficult piano pieces, his studies. So this is an etude of Chopin's arranged for the left hand only by Godowsky. And it's just an amazing sight to see it.
I think that can be slightly difficult.
Wonderful to hear, but it's amazing to see.
I was going to say, it would be just to see it would be phenomenal.
Yeah, it's just because it's so difficult. Like a piece of gymnastics.
So what we're saying is then that basically the Indian Summer Festival in Levoča, which is in eastern Slovakia, is from the 1st to the 12th of October. The website again, please.
www.lblfestival, all one word.
Uh-huh.
LBL for Levoča Babilieto. So yep. lblfestival.eu. www.lblfestival.eu for Europe, because it's a European festival.
Absolutely. And if you didn't get all of that, boys and girls, please go to the radio station website, rti.fm, and there's plenty of links on there, including a picture of Julian Lloyd Webber as well.
Yes, yes.
So you can cross-connect from there. I presume, is the website in English and Slovak?
The website is in English and in Slovak.
Oh, wow.
I haven't been able to translate it yet. We're trying to get everything up in English and Slovak. But, you know, I have a job. This is only a hobby.
I was going to say the day job gets in the way every day.
The day job gets in the way of important stuff.
And do you see this as being an ongoing project now, David?
I think it should be. I mean, this is our third year, and mm-hmm. we go from strength to strength. We're already getting people inquiring about next year.
Really?
So we don't have any choice. We just have to go onwards and upwards. We get tremendous support from the town of Levoča, of course.
Yes.
They enable us to use the theatre and the Congress Hall. So the support of the town and the people of Levoča is integral to it. They're also committed to it, and that's what makes it really live and exciting.
Out of interest, on your website, when people get there, have you got any links to places to stay, hotels and things?
We don't actually have it on our website at the moment, although some of the places are also our sponsors. So
it does work. It does go from there. So support the sponsors, and you'll find somebody.
That's right. And many of our sponsors and supporters also put up links to the festival on their websites, which is very gratifying. And I know. RTI has also been incredibly helpful. We get a lot of references out of the plugs which you make.
You're very, very welcome. Anytime. Well, look, I think I should come out. I'm determined to come over on Sunday and accost Julian Lloyd Webber, if I may.
Well, you certainly should try. I'll warn him that you'll be in the offing.
Yeah, I promise not to call him a rock star again. So there you are, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Indian Summer Festival in Levoča taking place over the next 2 weeks, starts on the 1st. Go to the website. If you didn't get that down, just click on the link or look at the programme details in front of you right now, and there'll be links there for you. And I'll just say it's an amazing opportunity to see people which you probably wouldn't normally get to see. Incredibly good value for money, because how can you beat free? Or €3? €5.
€5.
€5 for a ticket. €5 for a ticket to see Julian Lloyd Webber. You just can't say no, can you?
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.